This is Kraftwerk.
This is my hometown, and I just believe this hometown wouldn't have been the same if this team had left here.
A look back at 25 years of Patriots ownership.
And the Patriots are Super Bowl champions!
And the Patriots are world champions again!
A touchdown! And a title for the Patriots!
I can't believe it!
We are all Patriots, and tonight, the Patriots are world champions!
Once again, here's Mark Bertrand.
Fellas, I am sick of this okay? Every time we run a play on a goal line, it's a mental error and it's a walk-in touchdown. Every damn play in practice and last week in a preseason game. I can't stand much more of this. It's a joke.
It's no joke. For 43 years, he's been a sideline staple in the NFL. From a $25 a week assistant for the Baltimore Colts in 1975 to the defensive brains behind the New York Giants' two Super Bowl wins to the architect of five more titles in New England, Bill Belichick has elevated the Patriots franchise to the top of the sports world and cemented his spot as the best coach in football history.
We got beat up pretty bad by your brethren when we kept holding out for them. And then when we brought them here, we got calls from the NFL office and people in other teams telling us what a mistake. And I shouldn't hold out for them and I shouldn't wait. But sometimes in life, you know, you go with your instincts and you know what's right for you. Most people always worry what other people think. And in the end, in the big decisions you got to do, no one knows what's right for the other person. You go home at night and you're by yourself and, you know, what's right for you. You try to be respectful of everyone, but it's good to go with your gut.
Robert Kraft's instinct told him there was something special about Belichick. He worked as an assistant under head coach Bill Parcells during the 1996 season, and he made a big impression on Jonathan Kraft.
There were a lot of coaches that we talked to, a number of whom made pretty good impressions. But when Bill Belichick was here with Bill Parcells, and literally almost from the day that Bill Belichick went with Bill Parcells to New York, Robert would say all the time, he's like, you know, just Belichick gets it.
That wasn't a unanimous opinion. Art Modell had fired Belichick after five mediocre seasons in charge of the Cleveland Browns. And as Peter King remembers, Modell advised Robert Kraft to stay away.
He told him in the year 2000, he sent him tapes of Bill Belichick in his press conferences. And Kraft watched him, and he goes, oh, my God, because Kraft wanted to hire Belichick as his head coach. But Art Modell told him at the time, it'll be the biggest mistake of your life if you hire him. Because, look, he didn't win in Cleveland. He only had one winning season out of five. And I think the world thought that Bill Belichick should be a defensive coordinator, which was not unreasonable at the time. But right. Kraft had a thing about having had Belichick on the Patriots staff with Parcells for 1 year. And he said he was just really impressed with him. And he thought one day that if I do get an opportunity, I'm going to move heaven and earth to try to hire him.
Turns out moving heaven and earth may have been an easier job. After three increasingly disappointing seasons with Pete Carroll in charge, the Krafts decided to make a coaching change after the 1999 season. Belichick had spent the last 3 years as the top assistant to Parcells with the Jets. He was the guy the Krafts wanted, but his contract called for him to take over as head coach after Parcells, who, not so coincidentally, retired on the same day the Patriots fired Carroll. The Jets denied the Pats' request to interview Belichick for the job, setting the stage for one of the strangest press conferences in sports history.
Due to the various uncertainties surrounding my position as it relates to the team's new ownership, I've decided to resign as the head coach of the New York Jets.
He quit the job he had held for 24 hours.
Once there's something in place, yes. But in my opinion, the circumstances have changed so significantly that it just wouldn't be fair for me to go forward and make a three-quarters, half-hearted commitment with all the questions in the back of my mind and the lack of conviction to make the strong, hard, fast, tough decisions that you need to make as a head coach.
His resignation letter? A cocktail napkin on which he scribbled his intent to resign as HC of the NYJ.
My reaction was, we don't even mean enough to him to actually write out the words. It would have taken too much effort and energy to actually put in the EAD in head and the OACH in coach, and worst of all, the Oorkettes.
For lifelong Jets fans, like ESPN's Mike Greenberg, this was too much to take, and the Jets agreed, refusing to let Belichick out of his deal. After a grievance and a lawsuit, the two teams eventually agreed to a trade. The Patriots' number one pick in the 2000 draft, plus a pair of picks in 2001 in exchange for two future Jets picks and the rights to the man who would lead the Patriots for the next generation.
Hopefully this press conference will go a little better than the last one I had. First of all, I want to thank everyone for coming out tonight. I know it's late and short notice. I know the last 3 weeks have probably been trying for all of you, but that's all behind me. I'm tremendously excited to be here, to be a part of the New England Patriots organization. This is a first-class operation. I've had a outstanding experience in 1996 when I was here with the Patriots and with Robert, and I'm thrilled to be part of this organization and to be able to have the opportunity to lead this team.
I like him a lot, and I believe he's the most capable person at this point in time to help us win next year. He's just someone I respect a lot. I think he's very intelligent. He's very diligent and hardworking. He's a student of the game, and he's driven to win.
The opportunity to be in coaching was something that I wasn't sure that I would have as late as 24 hours ago this year, and I'm extremely grateful for the opportunity to have this chance to coach in the 2000 season. Along with the two Super Bowl wins, this is a career highlight for me. It's a tremendous opportunity. I'm thrilled to be here and thrilled to be a part of the Patriots organization. I don't know if I can adequately put it into words, but I'm very happy. The shopping list is quite a long one, but the staff, speaking with the members of the current staff, coaching staff considerations, players, salary cap issues, personnel issues, free agencies right around the corner. There's a lot of things that need to be done in a relatively short amount of time, and I'm going to work as hard as I possibly can to get those things done efficiently and in a manner which will give our football team the best opportunity to win, and that's all I really am about is trying to win football games.
There was the beginning of the salary cap era. He's a great coach. No one, there was never any discussion about his ability as an X's and O's guy, but Robert would say he just gets it. He understands what the NFL is becoming with the salary cap and that you have to really think about each slot on your roster and have a value associated with it and have a differentiated strategy. Otherwise, you're going to get pulled to the middle of the pack because the system is really now set up to do that. And there were just other extraneous issues that led to him going down to New York with Bill. But for that three-year period, he kept saying to me, he's like, Belichick should be the one coaching this team. Belichick is the person that, and it's no disrespect to Pete. It's just there were a lot of competing factors when Parcells was done with his time here and the way he finished up and just everybody associated with him. It was hard to know who you could trust and who you couldn't, and we really needed a clean slate. But when the opportunity came to hire Bill and then to, you know, make the trade that I would argue is a greater trade than, you know, any trade in the history of sports.
Next time on Kraftwerk.
You know, he came down those steps of the old stadium. There's a skinny bean pole. I still can see it. And he had a little pizza under his arm.
Stan starts to run with it. He is down to the five, and he's in! Touchdown, Tom Brady!
I said, I'm Tom Brady. I said, I know who you are, six-round draft choice from Michigan. And he looked me right in the eye, and he said, I'm the best decision this organization has ever made.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.